welcome back to the Happy Party Podcast. My name is Becky. Sitting across from me is Cedric Sky City. And today we are going to talk about a common occurrence that happens to every single person on this planet. But we're going to talk about it in a different way than maybe what you're used to.
That was overly dramatic.
And very big. I don't think anyone will get it. We're going to talk about age.
Age.
Aging.
The age-old question. How old are you?
Is that...
You see what I did there?
Ooh, very funny. So we're going to talk about age today, but in particular, we're going to talk about Korean age because it has a different kind of calculation to calculate what your age is in Korean age as opposed to international or Western age.
Right. And we should probably let them know why
we're releasing it now.
Right.
Why are we releasing it now?
Well, because this is the last podcast of the year, mm-hmm. and it's coming out right before New Year's.
Yeah.
And that's very significant when it comes to this conversation about Korean age, mm-hmm. because, should we just tell the people? I didn't know
how
if you
long
wanted
are we
to like,
hold it back.
Yeah, I didn't know if
build
you wanted
attention.
To make it dramatic. But yeah, because if you weren't aware, I think most listeners are aware, Korea operates differently when it comes to age, mm-hmm. and determining age. And so once the new year comes around and mm-hmm. it's January 1st, technically every single Korean person turns the next age up.
Yeah,
it's like everyone has a birthday.
Older. Yeah.
On January 1st.
And we should mention, yeah, January 1st, New Year's, because we also celebrate Seollal, which is Lunar New Year's,
right.
which is in February, I think.
Usually, yeah, I think February is.
Right. So we're talking about this New Year's that everyone knows around the world, New Year's.
Right. So January 1st on the calendar, I guess, not
this
the lunar
the
calendar.
Solar calendar.
The solar calendar. Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah, so everyone turns the next age up. But the thing is, Koreans also can operate with the Western way
yeah.
of, you know, calculating age as well. So it's like they're sort of using two systems.
Yeah, I mean, we are. And you know, every time someone asks me my age, I respond either one of three ways.
Yeah.
One, I just say, oh, my Korean age is this. Or I say, my international age is this. Or I just say, what is my birth year? Because that just eliminates all the problems.
That's true.
It makes it clear to everyone. But okay, this might be a little bit confusing the way we've gone. We kind of went backwards. So let's start. There are two ways of counting age here. Your Korean age or your international age, right? So, okay, we'll explain very easily international age because everyone will get that.
Right.
So you can... do that, I guess.
Okay. So international age is basically the way that you're used to calculating your age. It depends on when you were born.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the month and day and, of course, year. And it's just simple mathematics. You know, subtract today minus when you were born and you get your age.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Right. Easy. So it's 20...
Logical.
It's 2021. And let's say you were born in 2001...
You made it easy for yourself. Yeah. I saw what you did there.
You saw like the panic already springing in my eyes. You'll be 20 years old.
That's true.
Right, because you were born in
2001. So that's international age, aka what every other country does besides Korea.
Right. So we call that like 국제 나이. That makes it easier when we talk to people like, oh, 국제 나이 어떻게 되세요? How about your international age? Then you can say, oh, I'm 20 in my international age if you were born in 2001.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, based on the day you were born and the month in that year. Now let's talk about Korean age because that gets a little bit more complicated. Korean age, basically, you are 1 year old the day you are born.
Yeah.
The day you are physically entered the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have reached already 1 year of age. That's just how it's calculated.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the reason for that is because you have spent 9 months already in your mom's womb. And so all of that time is counted as being alive towards that 1 year. So they just kind of, I guess they just round it up.
Right. 9 months, 12 months. It's
yeah,
all same.
So that's kind of like, that's what the majority opinion is. I saw that actually, so according to the Academy of Korean Studies, they had done some kind of survey saying that still people are divided on where this whole concept of Korean age came from. Mm. So, but that's the majority of opinion. That's the majority belief that it's calculated because you spent already 9 months in your mom's womb. And so the day that you actually physically enter the physical world outside of your mom, then you are already 1 year old.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it is. All the babies are already one.
Right. So if you're born January 1st, 2000, then you are 1 year old. If you were born December 31st, 2000, you are 1 year old. And I don't know why I had to go back to 2000. I got to use this year as an example, but you get my point. So it doesn't matter.
No, you didn't make any sense at all.
So basically, it doesn't matter at what point in the year you're born, you're 1 year old.
Oh, right. Okay, hold on. Hang on one. So in the U.S., for international age, anywhere outside of Korea, basically, you can count by month. Right. So when you're born, you're zero. And then the next day, you're 1 day old.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 day old baby. And then you go by 3 months, 4 months, 5 months until your birthday comes around. Then you turn one.
Right.
But Korea, you're already one when you appear.
Exactly.
In the doctor's arms.
So we skip the months. Yeah. Counting the months and days.
So forget the months. Who cares? So you're already one there. And then when the new years come, you gain another year of age, which could seem a little bit unfair. So kind of going back to your example, let's say you were born on December 31st, 2021.
Okay.
Okay, you were born December 31st, 2021. You're 1 year old on that day, December 31st. The next day is January 1st, 2022. Even though it's literally only been 1 day since you've been present on this planet, now you are 2 years old.
That's right.
According to Korean age system.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because you have this little thing that's only been in this world for 2 days.
You lost the whole year of your life. Because, well, I guess you gained it really quickly.
That's true.
Yeah. So that would be kind of how it is calculated. And as you can see, that could cause a lot of problems or it may even seem a little bit unfair, especially if we're talking about like schooling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. How much of a difference in development between a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old?
Right. But, you know, at the same time, it's sort of similar to how, for example, how we did school in the States. Because usually the school year is, I don't know the exact month, but it's around like August of 1 year, and the cutoff would be, I would suppose, 11 months or 12, I guess 11 months from that. So it's still a 1 age difference potentially with people in your grade.
Potentially.
Right. Potentially. Right. So.
But that would be more of cases of months. Because in Korea, it's not even by months. It's by the year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, I mean, think about it. If you are born December 31st, then you're going to be already two. But technically, I mean, physically, you're literally only one, right?
Yeah.
And then later on, if you go to school, you might be competing with kids who are already a whole full year of life ahead of you. But you guys are still in the age two category.
Right. Yeah. So I guess the person who is born December 31st in their, I guess, the first few years of life, you've got a lot of learning to do.
You need to catch up.
You got to start walking at like 9 months, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is, you might be a little bit slower in development or in physical, and that has nothing to do against you.
Yeah,
it's simply because you're literally younger than the other students. So that could cause an issue later on in life. And actually, that would be a reason why some moms try to avoid giving birth in certain months because they don't want to give a disadvantage to their child.
Wow. That's crazy to think about, right? Mm-hmm. So like I don't know how people plan to have kids, say, for example, in the States. And I say the States because that's where, you know, we grew up. But to think that you're trying to plan to have your kid based on the school year, like you want them to be born in January, February, so you sort of, you know, reverse engineer to figure out when you should start trying. That's just,
that to me makes a lot of sense.
I mean,
sense,
I guess
actually.
That's normal. I don't think about this every day, but it just kind of,
I don't think it's something you ever need to think about, really. Yeah. I think that's pretty normal, but I feel like it's a little bit more extreme in Korea because you don't want to give your kid a disadvantage, especially when it comes to school and the education system. Okay. So let's talk about when we're using this kind of ages, because like we mentioned before, Korea does use international age and also Korean age counting system pretty much in your everyday life. But it could get pretty mixed up when you're talking about court documents, legal issues, right?
Right.
What age are they actually using? So to kind of clarify a little bit between the two, in Korea, we do use the international or Western style of counting age when we're talking about like legal documents, right? So if you're public officials, legal use, hospitals, and courts, you would go by your actual birth date, right? Not according to the Korean age counting system. But in your regular daily life, oftentimes you will just go by the Korean age.
Yeah, especially when it comes to like social relationships and dynamics. Yeah, you always go by the Korean system.
Pretty much, unless it's actively or explicitly asked.
Right.
So, for example, if we were meeting for the first time, I would ask you, oh, how old are you? And actually, that is not considered rude here. And there's a reason for that, because Korea society is all based on hierarchy, and that's built into language, that's built into knowing where you belong in this relationship that's happening, whether it's with a stranger, or whether it's with your boss, or whether it's a coworker. Figuring out where you fit in that hierarchy is very important to dictate what is culturally acceptable and socially acceptable.
Right. So on one hand, that makes a lot of sense because it makes it very easy to just, you know, place yourself or to place others in the social dynamics. Like, for example, I'm born in 1985, right? So if I were to meet you for the first time, and let's just say we were like native Korean and we operated, you know, as native Koreans would, we would quickly find out. Usually on the first meeting, we would probably figure out, you know, what our age is.
Probably on the first meeting. So, oh, yeah. 혹시 나이 어떻게 되세요? Oh,
right.
Oh, by any chance, how old are you?
Yeah, and I would say maybe like, you know, 85 태어났어요, or like, you know, I was born in 1985 or something like that. And then you would realize, oh, I'm a couple years older than you.
Yes.
And, you know, depending on how close we feel and how quickly we get there, you might call me oppa.
Yeah.
So you would know that I'm like your oppa. And I would know that you're, oh, you're just like 동생 or something.
Why did you have to say it like that?
Right. So like, and of course you could do this in with any position, you know, like, you know,
well,
if it's not.
Not, I mean, you don't want to meet your boss. You already assume your boss is ahead of you and be like, excuse me, how old are you? Trying to figure out where you are. And
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of nuances when it comes to like your actual social status too. But when it comes to, let's just keep it simple. When it comes to maybe people that you don't work with, right? That you're maybe meeting for the first time and you're sort of in the same, like, you know, same age group or generation. How about that? Yeah. So like it makes it easy to sort of know how to address the other person or how to look at the other person. Because if I'm like an oppa, or if I'm a hyung to someone who is maybe 2 years younger than me, as a, you know, another guy who's 2 years younger than me, then I would feel a certain sense of responsibility maybe.
Right,
and
right.
I would treat them differently versus if I was looking up to someone else's hyung. I'm like, you know, maybe they're looking out for me and I just feel different.
There
So I think with the Korean age system, it just makes it super easy to identify. Love it or hate it, it does, you know, make it easy for those initial conversations to know where you stand in that social dynamic.
Yeah. It's just much more quickly to clarify, you know? It's very easy to be like, oh, how old are you? Oh, I was born in this year. And like I said earlier, that's another way to just say it. Instead of trying to calculate it in your head, if you don't know how to calculate it or, you know, you don't want to mention your age, saying the year you were born is a very easy way for people to differentiate with each other.
Right.
And again, we wouldn't be going by months either. Let's say I was born in 1985 and you were born in 1985. Let's say I was born in January and you were born in December.
Right.
Still, it would make me older than you, but no one's going to differentiate.
Right.
That.
So we're donggap. We're like same level, same sort of social status, you know, generally speaking.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not born in 1985. Okay, I just want to make that clear to you. He is 완전 오빠.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why 완전?
완전 오빠. Super 오빠. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so like, so that's the thing. Like, so you could be born, you could be 364 days apart, but still considered the same exact age and same level.
Right.
Right. Whereas if I was born January 1st, I don't want to confuse myself. If I was born, January 1st, 2000, and you were born December 31st, 1999.
Oh, yeah, 1999.
Then you would be 1 year older than me.
I'd be two by then.
Yeah, that's true.
And you'd be only one.
Yeah, regardless, you would just be older. Oh. So I would know that maybe we can't like treat each other as donggap.
Yeah, not exactly. You know?
Right.
Depends how strict you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's weird to think about it.
Yeah.
Seriously, that is so weird to think about it. But yeah, that's how it works. But so I was reading about this, like, why does Korea hold on to this style of calculating age instead of just moving on to the Western style, like every other country pretty much? And because almost every other country counts by birthdays, like you would see in the US or in the UK. And prior to 1950, I read that Japan also counted age like Korea did, but in order to interact with Western countries in a better way, they would just use the Western style of counting. And so In 1960, it seems that Korea also started using the Western style of calculating age, but we're still regularly on the daily basis using the Korean way of counting age.
Right. And even things like, for example, if you wanted to see a certain movie and you have like certain ratings and like age limits or restrictions, they still go by your Korean age.
Yeah.
With that. But then there are other things.
That's totally, oh my gosh, it's totally true.
Right.
Like, so think about it. Say you turned 18 in June, but your birth date, it's not the new year yet. So you didn't get a new age, even though your birth date would say you've already turned 18.
Right.
So you have to wait till the New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could work to your advantage or disadvantage, depending on where you fall, I guess. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, again, like you made reference to earlier, there are certain places like, you know, in courts and like legal documents and things like that, where you sort of, they go by the Western age.
Yeah. But I also saw that it still causes some trouble, like when they're doing population surveys. It still causes issues because maybe the older generation might just go by their Korean age instead of their international age. So when you're trying to get an accurate representation of certain groups, the numbers might not be totally clear or accurate.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it seems that Korea is fairly stubborn about keeping this age system. I also saw a couple surveys of people being like, should we get rid of the Korean system or whatever? And it's pretty evenly matched where people say we should do Western, people say we should do Korean. And I think it's just one, we're comfortable and fluent in both ways of calculating.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I rarely will run into a Korean person who's like, I have no idea what my Korean age is. Like, it's just, you know, you just know it off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we even point it out to each other, which I hate as you get older. You know, when people will be like, oh, how old are you? And sometimes I'll throw my international age out first and just, you know, let it slide. I'm like, oh, I'm this age. And then they'll look at me and they'll be like, wait, aren't you born in so-and-so year? And I'm like, yes. Like, well, then this is how old you actually are. You subtracted a year, silly. And I'm like, oh, you caught me. So yeah, people who try to avoid getting older use their international age. But I mean, everyone knows. We know how to calculate quite easily between both of the age systems. So it's not really an issue.
Right. And I think part of that is, I think Koreans are very, generally speaking, and this is not a stereotypical statement, it's just a function of, I think, how just everyday society works. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times Koreans are very quick with certain math calculations.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? So like, it's not an issue to figure out what your international age is versus Western age. You just sort of do that math in your head. You know, same thing with like numbers and money in Korea. Like the way you have to do, like you sort of have to multiply and do like all this math in your head to be able to, especially when you're talking about bigger numbers. And so I think a lot of Korean people, I still struggle with that on the fly when I'm trying to like figure out big Korean numbers.
You're literally using sometimes like millions and billions.
Right. So instead of like one name for like a $1 billion or $1 million, you have to do like 1 million times 10,000 equals, you know, and that's how you, you know, describe the number.
Oh, there's just too many zeros.
That's the problem. Yeah, so the point is, I think a lot of Korean people are used to doing those calculations. So it's not an issue from that standpoint. And again, you're just so used to doing it. And you just know when to use what most of the time. Mm-hmm.
But it can take some time to get used to it. And I found a couple websites online where you can calculate your Korean age if you want to. So you could literally look up like, oh, Korean age calculator, and then you can put in your year and then it will calculate how old you would be this year. And of course, now that the new year is coming, you can add on an extra year.
Yay!
So actually, I guess, let's say you were born in 2000 and it's 2021 now. So by Korean age, you would be 21 this year, right? Now, the new year is coming, 2022. You're going to become 22 years old because you're adding an additional year.
No. You're going to be 23.
What? No. You're 21 now.
Okay. So
you were born in... oh, you're right. I'm
sorry.
Yeah. Okay, wait. It's 2021. You were born in 2000.
Right.
So you're 21 years old.
Yeah.
But by Korean age, you'd be 22. because of the previous New Year. And then now the New Year's coming, 2022. Yeah, you're going to be 23.
You're 23, but you're still international age 21 until your birthday, like your actual birthday.
In 2022.
Right. And then you'll become 22.
By international age, but Korean age, you'll still be 23.
Exactly. So that's where it still gets confusing as you, you know, just witnessed.
No, it's just math. It's just because I'm bad at math.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can calculate your Korean age like this, but people, you know, it's kind of a joke among New Year's. People will send you a message like, congratulations, you're 1 year older. And it's kind of like poking each other like, haha, you got older. But we all get older on New Year's.
Right.
So it's a mutual feeling. Everyone feels that. But yeah, I mean, there are reasons, of course, to dislike having the Korean system. There are reasons, of course, to like having the Korean system. You can think for older people in Korea, you know, the older you get, just by getting older, you're supposed to gain more respect and right. the way people speak to you, the way you're addressed. Maybe it becomes, in that sense, a good thing. Oh, it's good to get age because then you get more respect. People pushed me down and ignored me when I was younger because of this age status hierarchy culture system. So on one hand, you would think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you also think about it, well, when I'm young, I hate that because people push me down and So there are pros and cons to having this age-based culture and counting system. But in reality, it's not the fault of whatever age you are. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what age you are, people shouldn't be judging you and oppressing you. But it is kind of hard in this very strict, culturally accepted norms, hierarchy society that we live in. And so that just kind of becomes a byproduct sometimes, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know what I've noticed? I get a sense that in Korea, you know, as you're getting older, and you sort of made reference to it already, but there isn't this necessarily this same stigma of getting older and looking at people who are older like, oh, they're older, like in a negative way. It's more like, oh, they're a little older, they're wiser. It's sort of like commands a little more respect because they've been here a little longer. And so whereas in the West, it's a little different. A lot of times people don't want to get older. They don't want to be seen as getting older. Mm. Not everyone, of course. Mm. And I think that's changing a little bit in modern society because I think people are staying younger longer.
Oh,
now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But generally speaking in Korea, I don't get this sense of, oh my gosh, I'm 50. I shouldn't tell people I'm 50.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, a lot of people's, you know, especially it's a stereotype, but I think it's a little true that a lot of women don't want to reveal their age.
I think that's more representative in the U.S. specifically.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In the U.S. Right. So it's just interesting. Yeah. Just thought I'd point that out.
Because it's true. Here, age is not like a secret. You can never exactly. hide your age from anybody. Because once you do, then they're like, then I don't know where you fit in social, you know, thing that's happening here. So yeah, age is just like a regular thing. That's how you can react and interact with people. It's important to know. There was just one last thing I wanted to throw in, and it's Baegil, 100 day for babies, because I'm sure there are many people who have heard of 100 day, but then it's like, how does that factor into the Korean age system if you're already 1 year old? So then what's this Baegil thing? Why would you celebrate 100 day birthday when you're already 1 year old, right?
So I never actually thought about that.
Well, I hadn't either until I was researching age, and then someone had brought it up in a blog, and they're like, now how do we talk about Baegil in this case? So I was like, oh, that's actually a really good point. So 100 day Baegil, 100 day for a birthday, it's a big celebration for babies after they've been alive, given birth to on this planet, and they've been here on this planet for 100 days. And then on the 100th day, you have a big feast, a big party. It's a really big thing. After that would be 돌잔치, right? After that would be the 1 year. And the reason why we celebrate this 100 day is because in the past, in Korea, infant mortality was really, really high. So if your child lived to 100 days long, that was a really huge reason to celebrate. And so they would have a feast and you would congratulate the family, and they would have all different kinds of foods that had different meanings, usually about wishing them, you know, a very long life. To give you an example of how high the mortality rate was, according to the Government General of Korea, 73% 73% of children born between 1925 and 1930 died after less than a year. So to live to 100 days was a really big thing to celebrate.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know it was that high.
I had no idea either.
3 out of 4.
Right? Isn't that crazy? So if you think about it, yeah, 100 days. I mean, 100 days is a huge reason to celebrate, and it has nothing to do with actually your age, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I guess along the same lines of wondering why people or Koreans celebrate 100 day if they're on, you know, the Korean age system.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Dorjanji, because you celebrate it on their actual, like, 1 year on this earth. So yes. It's pretty similar. So that's interesting. It's not, I never thought about
it. It just happens to fall on the birthday, but it's not really a birthday party. It's having lived for 1 year.
Yeah.
Right?
That's interesting.
Right? Yeah, I thought that was interesting too. But yes. Okay, so that's the Korean age. I hope it made sense to people, because I know we were kind of all over the place and my mathematics weren't always clear. If you're confused, just look online, find your Korean age calculator, and you can check out how old you're going to be in 2022. Woo!
Yeah, all I know is I'm getting close to the next decade.
According to Korean age, right?
Really close.
That's so weird when I think about it. You don't look that way at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a fresh as a newborn babe.
I wouldn't say that, but thank you. I'll take it.
All right. Well, if you want to calculate your Korean age and let us know how old you are, you can always get in touch by emailing us at thehappyproject@gmail.com. Make sure to like, subscribe if you're watching on the YouTube channel, and leave some nice reviews if you're listening to the podcast, which you can listen anywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next year. We are The Happy Project.